One of the many perks of being the executive director of a nature center is my proximity to the front line of the battle against invasive species in our region. As our human world becomes ever more connected, the creatures we share a planet with sometimes like to join us for the ride. Unfortunately, when new species are introduced to our shores, they often have a devastating impact on our native flora and fauna. Such is the case with the spotted lanternfly, an invasive insect that arrived in Pennsylvania in 2014. This insect is native to China, India, and Vietnam, and is not clear how it was introduced here. Even though the spotted lanternfly began its American tour in Pennsylvania, it's making quick work of spreading to neighboring states. The spotted lanternfly, which is not a fly at all, but really a plant hopper, is especially devastating to local trees and crops. It loves the sugary sap found in grapevines, pines, roses, stone fruits, and apples, as well as the tree of heaven and willows. The damage to these species starts with the lanternfly's feeding style. Rather than consuming leaves, bark, or fruit, the lanternfly uses its specialized mouth parts to penetrate a plant's exterior, then suck out the sweet, life-giving sap inside. This badly weakens the plants, leaving them vulnerable as winter looms. Trees can develop weeping wounds of sap on their trunks. Heavy infestations of lanternflies can cause sap secretions to build up at the base of the tree, blackening the soil with fungal mats and attracting other insects. Because the spotted lanternfly is a new arrival, our native species have not yet found it to be a viable food source. Lanternflies are a tough catch for other insects or birds due to their ability to jump and fly very quickly. When they jump, they flash their wings that are notably red on the underside. It is thought that this red flash is a deterrent for our native species who may perceive the lanternfly as poisonous. This may be a wise assumption, as the lanternfly also produces toxins after consuming the sap of the tree of heaven. There has only been one documented case of a native predator for these invasive lanternflies. A wheel bug, a cousin of assassin bugs, was seen eating a lanternfly whole. To which I say, thanks for taking one for the team, wheel bug. Spotted lanternfly eggs begin to hatch in late April and early May, and adults will be seen starting in July. You can recognize a spotted lanternfly by its coloring. Their forewings are gray with black spots, with wingtips that show a pattern of black blocks outlined in gray. Their hindwings have contrasting patches of red and black with a white band. Their legs and head are black, and their abdomens are yellow with broad black bands. Spotted lanternflies can also be identified by the way they congregate in large groups on the trunks of trees. While not yet reported in Maryland, they have been spotted in Delaware and Virginia. If you're outdoors and believe you have found a spotted lanternfly, you should call the Maryland Department of Natural Resources to report it. If you can, you should then attempt to capture or kill the lanternfly. Pennsylvania officials that have been dealing with the spotted lanternfly for years recommend capturing the insect and then preserving it in alcohol for future study. Unfortunately for us earthbound humans, lanternflies tend to congregate high up in trees, making the process of capturing or killing them difficult. Calling to report the sighting will allow professionals to come out and quarantine the area to prevent the lanternflies from spreading. The spotted lanternfly's devastating impact on local crops and trees means that we should be vigilant and do whatever we can to stop the spread of this insect. You can learn more about how you can combat invasive species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.